Hey guys, welcome into another episode of Ask the Doctor. I'm your host, Will Cooper, and today we're going to be taking a look at osteoarthritis with some of our friends here at Northside Hospital, including Dr. Chen and Dr. Powers. Come on in, let's take a look. Hey guys, so here we are at Suite 300 in the 460 building. As you can see, we are here with the Medical Associates of North Georgia, and this is where we'll be talking to our doctors today. So come on in and let's meet everybody. So Dr. Powers and Dr. Chen, thank you for being with us today. And of course, due to COVID regulations, I'll be staying 6 feet apart from you today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Per CDC guidelines, as we are 6 feet apart and we are both vaccinated, we'll have our mask removed for clarity purposes. I would like to encourage everyone to be vaccinated.
Dr. Chen, let's start with you. So what is osteoarthritis and what does it feel like?
So osteoarthritis is, anytime you talk about arthritis is joint pain. So itis always means inflammation. You get joint pain in a lot of the major joints in your body, your knees, your hips, your hands. And usually it's when the cartilage breaks down. So when the cartilage breaks down as we get older, as we age, whether it's through trauma, through different environmental factors and other factors, you can get pain, swelling, stiffness. And that is usually what osteoarthritis is.
Now for you, Dr. Powers, how can someone reverse osteoarthritis if they've already been diagnosed?
As Dr. Chen was discussing, osteoarthritis is a disease where you have a degeneration of the cartilage between joints. So unfortunately at the moment, there's no way to reverse osteoarthritis. But we can treat osteoarthritis. We mostly focus on pain control. Depending on which joint is affected, kind of depends on the treatment. So typically we start with non-steroidal anti-inflammatory such as ibuprofen. We have prescription strength non-steroidals that we often try as well. If for some reason non-steroidals don't work, we often will use Tylenol as it has less side effects than these other medications. And then after that, there's a various other algorithms that we go through in order to treat osteoarthritis.
And back to you, Dr. Chen, what are some of the symptoms that come with having osteoarthritis?
So the hallmark symptoms are joint pain, joint swelling, and joint stiffness. Usually classic for osteoarthritis, we have stiffness less than 30 minutes in the morning, which differs from an autoimmune arthritis like rheumatoid arthritis, where we see stiffness more than 30 minutes in the morning. So both can cause joint pain and joint swelling. But those are probably the hallmarks for arthritis.
Dr. Powers, is there any foods that someone should avoid when they have osteoarthritis? And what about any other triggers that you know about?
So there's no known foods that trigger osteoarthritis. So as we've been discussing, osteoarthritis is a disease involving degeneration of cartilage. As the cartilage degenerates, the bone will move closer to the bone. And a lot of the pain is felt, with movement, standing, walking, with activity. So foods by themselves don't necessarily inflame arthritis, though I do have many patients tell me if I eat this, my pain is worse. And if I, eat certain things, I feel better. Oftentimes, especially with your lower extremity, your legs, your knees, your hips, pain is, related to the pressure on the joint. Weight loss always helps with osteoarthritis. So certainly, eating healthy and getting onto a good weight will help with arthritis. Oftentimes, strengthening certain muscle groups around the joint will often help with pain. So oftentimes with knee osteoarthritis, I recommend patients strengthen their quadriceps, multiple other joints, the muscles surrounding them, make them strong. That helps hold the joint in place. And that really will help. That's why always the osteoarthritis, I often refer patients to physical therapy.
What would you say are the most common joints that are affected by osteoarthritis, Dr. Chen?
So the major joints with osteoarthritis that we see a lot are the knees, the hands, the shoulders. The back is also very common. I mean, quite honestly, low back pain in general is probably one of the most common causes of, time off work, missed work, disability. But we do see, any major joints, and almost any joint in the body can have arthritis or be, we diagnose with osteoarthritis. But again, more common. It depends on the person. And a lot of times you can also have more aggressive forms of arthritis, such as erosive osteoarthritis, which is a more aggressive form of osteoarthritis. Those are more common in the hands. And usually those are passed, you know, down from, you know, inherited from your parents.
Are there any natural inflammatories that people can take?
I often get asked this. So there are no proven natural anti-inflammatories, meaning, you know, there have never been any controlled studies that show if you eat this or eat that, you'll have less joint pain. That being said, you know, a lot of patients seem to have benefit from natural anti-inflammatories such as turmeric or ginger.
For our final question today, Dr. Chin, what is the process of diagnosing someone with osteoarthritis?
So with any, you know, first time visit, the history and physical are probably the most important. So getting a good history from the patient, you know, getting a social history, family history, those are very important. And then couple that, you know, together with a physical exam, also very important. Later, you know, afterwards, we also, you know, we can rule out, we do get lab testing, we do get x-rays for visualization. And if we need to, we can also even use MRI, you know, to diagnose any cartilage tears and to see if, you know, surgery is an option for some of these patients, as such as a joint replacement.
Dr. Powers and Dr. Chin, thank you for being with us today. This has been Ask the Doctor, presented by our friends at Northside Hospital, Cherokee.